Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Or maybe it's good evening. It's about 4:45 on Thursday, the 1st of May. I really can't believe it's May already. It makes me feel like I'm going mad. It doesn't seem 2 seconds ago since it was Christmas. Anyway, there's not much to report at my end, really. But I thought I'd do a quick boo while I'm sitting here waiting. I don't want to go away because I'll forget, and I don't bother setting timers or anything. I've got a... Oh, here comes my cat. She's going to stand on my phone. I've got a chicken in the oven, and it needs to be turned out in about 8 minutes' time. And so that's for our dinner tonight. We're having roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, cauliflower cheese, carrots, and what's the other thing? Oh, broccoli. They'll all be steamed. The broccoli and the carrots are steamed. Can you hear my cat purring? My poodle doesn't know she's here, otherwise he'd send a packet. Oh, here comes Nile, my guide dog. I don't know what he thinks I'm talking to him, I suppose. When I talk to Audio Boo, I think... Here comes the dog to chase her away. The little one. He's going to chase her away now. Don't be so mean. Oh, he's not doing it. I don't know why. Yeah, I just wanted to say my husband's called me a little while ago. He's on his second day of training over in Essex, and he's had to do 3 tests so far, and he's passed them all, which was really good. I'm so pleased. I don't know what's going to happen next, because he said he'd tell me when he gets home, but he's had all medical, and he's passed all that. He had to have drug and alcohol tests and all this. That was last week. Obviously, he passed them, the poodle sent her packing now. That's not very nice. I'm going to send you packing as well. Yeah. She was on the arm of the chair, the settee, and he chased her off, and then he was there instead, so I pushed him down. But he didn't hurt himself. He landed on, he jumped as I pushed him, but he's back up anyway. He's finished his training. He had to do 3 tests. He had to do 1 before he went on the course, and that he passed that. And then yesterday he had to do 2. And the first one, which if you don't pass one of them, then you have to, that's the end of it. You can't continue with the course. So he passed the first one, passed the second one, and he got 100% in the one today. So I'm really pleased. Well, the cat's back. She rubs her face in mine, and she's short-haired, but I think I'm allergic to her. I'm going to probably start sneezing in a minute. So that's my news anyway. I'm here on my own, as my older son isn't home from work yet. He doesn't get in till about 6 or 6:30. And the younger one was working in the Red Cross shop today. And he, on a Thursday, goes and stays with his auntie. And he works there again tomorrow. And then he usually comes home on a Saturday, but I think he's coming home tomorrow this week because he's meant to be going to see his dad. He's meant to be going for the last 2 weeks and he didn't go. So he's definitely got to go this week. Anyway, that's about it for now. It's been raining today, on and off. And out in the garden, it smells like an autumn day. It smells just like autumn. And that really damp smell, which I like, actually. Niall, come. Bring me a toy. Go get a toy. Get a toy. Hey. He's got a... He sounds really vicious, doesn't he? He isn't. He couldn't be more dumpy. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pull my arm out of his socket. Niall, leave it. Now they're going to have... They're having an argument now. The 2 dogs are having an argument. You horrible pair. That's Niall. They don't really mean it, but they're just having a slanging match, because what happens is I pull the tugger with him and the little one comes along and makes him let go. And this is his protest. I'm going to throw it now. Whee! He's caught it in midair. Yeah, don't make me pull it with that hand. I wouldn't hurt my shoulder, and it's better now, so I don't want to start it up again. The other day I accidentally forgot and pulled it with the wrong hand. Niall! Ah! Good boy. Sit.
You're horrible, you are. Go away, you're a killjoy. Anyway, I think that's enough. I think all of you have heard enough of you shouting at one another. Niall, come here, come here. Sit. Sit. go on. Right, you can get down now. Go on, go away, both of you. I've had enough. You frightened the cat away. Sorry about that, everybody. Oh, that's a taste of my dogs when they're in a mad mood. I can't do it very often because if I do that with when the kids are around, they get pissed off and they come down and tell me to stop making so much noise. It's all right for them to have their TVs full blast and their games or whatever, but when I play with the dogs, they don't like it. They are very noisy, but I don't do it very often, and I certainly don't do it late at night because but it's really funny. The last time I had an aftercare visit, they did that in front of the trainer, and she thought it was absolutely hysterical that they actually have the little one stands on my lap or next to me, and the big one standing in front of me because he won't get up on the furniture, obviously, and they just really bark in each other's faces. Anyway, I'm off for now. See you later.